akulira oluddo oluwabula government mu parliament Jowero Ssenyonyi ne Ssaabaminisita w'eggwanga lino Robinah Nabbanja balidde matereke mu parliament enkya olunaku olwaleero ku nsonga ya gavumenti okujjawo okusasula abasawo abakyagezesebwa bayite ba interne doctors wamu ne bannayuganda abazze bawambibwa n'okusingira ddala bali ku luddo oluvuganya gavumenti eno. Ssenyonyi agamba nti ba interne doctors bano be basinga okuyimirizaawo amalwaliro ga gavumenti mu buweereza ng'okugaana okubasasula kya bulabe nnyo eri abantu abagenda okunoonyayo obujjanjabi.
These medical interns are professionals like anybody else. If they don't have money even for accommodation, if they don't have money for feeding, how shall we expect them to show up even without transport to take care of us, including us in this place and our constituents out there? So, Mr. Speaker, I would like to urge and entreat government to immediately drop this problematic policy. And the question of the lack of resources does not arise. Government recently suspended public holiday functions to save money. We had already as parliament passed that entire budget, and so that money is available, and about 24 billion shillings is going to be saved. Now that those national functions are not going to happen, beginning with yesterday Heroes Day, why don't we channel that money to the medical interns?
Ssenyonyi era ategeezezza Sipiika Jacob Obothoboth ne Paalamenti nti ekiseera kituuse Ssaabaminisita Nabbanja abuulire eggwanga wa John Bosco Kibalama gy'ali kubanga yategeeza eggwanga nti bamulina. Ono era ategeezezza nti ekiwamba bantu naddala ku bannabyabufuzi kikyagenda mu maaso awatali kwawula mu bibiina byabufuzi ng'asembyeyo ye mubaka omukyalo wa disitulikiti ya Amuria Margaret Etilu eyabuzibwawo gye buvuddeko nga n'abantu be mukadde kano tebannategeera wa gy'ali.
Why does government not want to follow the law? You see, even myself, even yourself as a leader, we can all be suspected to have committed an offense. But what does the law say? Why don't you produce people in court? When you abduct, and we call it abduct because you're not following the prescribed procedure of arrest, right, Honorable Prime Minister? Why don't you want to follow the law? And right, Honorable Speaker, we were here at another time speaking about missing persons. There's a gentleman called John Bosco Kibalama. He was abducted on 3rd June 2019. It's been 7 years since. The right, Honorable Prime Minister told us Kibalama was arrested. Up to now, government has not accounted for Kibalama and 17 others. And we are adding on to that list. Why? Government needs to account for these people.
Thank you.
Both NRM and the opposition.
Mukwanukula ku nsonga y'aba interne doctors, Ssaabaminisita Nabbanja ategeezezza nti President Museveni ye yalagira abasawo abo babeere nga basasulwa nti era muntu y'omu eyalagidde baleme kuddamu kusasulwa nga talaba nsonga lwaki ab'oludda oluvuganya gavumenti beeyingiza mu bye batamanyi. Nabbanja ku nsonga ya John Bosco Kibalama agambye nti Yesu gwe yali ategeeza bwe yali ategeeza ssentebe w'ekyalo kye Kavule gwe bayita Kibalama eyali omusibe mu biseera ebyo.
Honorable Speaker, it is the President who directed the Ministry of Health to put money so that interns can be facilitated. It's not the opposition. It is NRM, it is Muzei, who said, let us facilitate these people. And I want that credit to go to NRM, to go to the President. It's not the opposition that brought this idea. Now, too, as for our sister, the woman member of Parliament, Amuria, I was sharing with the Vice President some time back, and even today, and the Vice President has concrete information about this, but briefly she has told me the family has been informed, and they know where our sister is, and very soon she will join us here in Parliament. That's the answer I can give for now. As for other missing persons, in 2021, while we are here, in a place called Kavule, there is our chairman called Kibalama.
Okunyonyola kwa Nabbanja kutabudde Ssenyonyi bwatu n'ava mu mbeera n'amusaba asookenga kwebuuza kuba musingako nga tannaba kwanukula ku nsonga ezinyigiriza abantu nti kubanga engeri gy'ayanukudde ebibuuzo byonna ebadde tematizanga abalata bubalaasi ekintu ate era ekitasanyusizza Ssaabaminisita Nabbanja bwatu naye n'ayambalira Ssenyonyi.
The Prime Minister is mocking us here to say the Kibalama meant was the chairperson of her village. Which one? You say Kibalama was arrested, he killed the people. You need to come with a report because it is here that you told us. We were asking about John Bosco Kibalama and you told us that very person was arrested over certain offenses. So that's the one we are talking about. Please don't mock this house. We are waiting for the responses.
Right Honorable Speaker and members, I want to inform you that I have been here in this house for quite some time, and you know how much respect I give people. And in my submission, I was very clear. I even told you that I consulted the Vice President. The Vice President is more close to me than you. And so, is he in order to insinuate that I don't consult the Vice President? Is he in order?
Okay. I am glad she says she always consults the Vice President. I was only encouraging her to continue to do it a lot more regularly.